Within seconds, she had rerouted all primary battle systems to new pathways, sealing off the old ones to isolate any potential viruses and keep them from spreading. The sensors came back online, as did the shields and her targeting array. Now that she knew the Slicer was there, she was able to sense his next attack, disable it before it could take effect, and trace it back to its source. "Security! To the engine room!" she hissed into the pod's comlink. She realized the Slicer could probably hear her, but there was nothing she could do about it. The Slicer tried to disrupt another system, but now that she knew where the attacks were coming from, it was easy to keep them from doing any real harm. With the internal threat neutralized, she turned her attention back to the battle just in time to throw up her shields to ward off another attack. Her evasive maneuver had separated her from the Republic fleet, but they were closing in once again. She took aim at the closest vessel, one of the hammerheads, and fired. When the Ascendant Spear suddenly veered away from the fleet and took off in an unexpected direction, Jace knew they had Carrot on the run.
"She's vulnerable," he said. "Finish her off, now!"
Every ship in the Republic fleet scrambled to intercept the enemy vessel on its new course. Emboldened by the misfiring guns and the failing shields, they came in hard and fast, looking to put a quick end to the battle. The Aegis fired again, as did many of the other vessels targeting the same location where they had pierced the shields and punctured the spear's hull in their previous attack. Rather than inflicting even more damage, the entirety of their attacks was deflected away. The guns of the spear opened fire again, but this time, instead of sailing wide, they scored a direct hit on one of the hammerheads. The combined power of the precisely aimed ion cannons and turbolasers ripped through the shields and shredded the hammerhead, crippling the ship with a single devastating attack.
"Pull back!"
Jace ordered, realizing their advantage had been lost.
"Pull back and regroup!"
One of the corvettes was lost as the Republic fleet aborted its headlong charge, snuffed out by the Spear's defense turrets when it got too close. Another blast from the ion cannons rocked the Aegis as it tried to retreat to a safe distance, sending Tefeth and Satil sprawling to the ground and nearly knocking Jace out of his command seat.
"Damage report!"
"Shields took the worst of it. No critical systems hit. We've lost power to Sector 4. Medical teams are on their way."
"Shields?"
"Down to 70%.
"Shields drained 30% from a single attack,"
Jace marveled. An instant later, he was hit with the sobering realization that they didn't stand a chance. War raged across the entire galaxy. The Republic had brought in only as many ships as were in the vicinity.
"Call for reinforcements,"
he said, knowing it would be hours before any ships stationed in other parts of the galaxy could reach them.
"Take evasive action,"
he ordered the rest of his fleet.
"Keep your distance."
Even if they couldn't beat the Spear, they could at least try to drag the battle out as long as possible, to give Theron and Nostarall a chance to pull off a miracle.